take me through, like, you meet somebody, they tell you that they want a controller. What's the creative process after that? How does it all go down?
Well, I'd like to know, like, what kind of art style that they did, like, you know, what kind of art style they like to use for the controllers. Like, the one that you mentioned, Spider-Man, for example, it represents part of them, a little bit of part of them. Like, I do the art designs, and I try to create something that, a little bit of my style. I try to create a little bit of my style that represents them, but not I don't want to overly do it, though, but it would basically, if I could design a controller, it would just sort of represent them in some sort of way. So,
what do you think is the most unique controller you've ever done?
Oh, that's very interesting. I've done a couple of these arcade controllers that uses big LED buttons. So it looks like a boombox, but it was used as a. There's this girl I met at Dowd at Williamsburg. Right, like, but there was a controller I made for her. She wanted a dancing controller where if she hits the button, it would project a different light on a dancing floor.
Wow.
And she knew how to program her own thing, which was really impressive, though. And basically, if you press the button, there would be a projector on the top of the. There would be a projector mounted on the top, and then there would be a dancing floor.
Wow.
And then she added all these different images on it. So I made it. It was a dancing controller I made, basically. I have to show you the video for it one day.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. So it's like Dance Dance Revolution, but there's like a light thing going on. And
basically, yes. It's like a light show.
Yeah. Wow.